Welcome to Campus Stories. This is a 10-part series which looks at students who have taken non-traditional routes to third-level education and the support services available to them. This series is funded by the Higher Education Authority and Wired FM. It is produced and presented by Aidan Long and Ruth Flood and was recorded in the Wired FM studios in Limerick in 2007. In this part of the series, we focus on those students taking courses at Limerick Senior College with a view to going on to further education. We spoke to Kira Long, Tommy Dunn and Georgina Lubeck, three students currently in their first year of attending Limerick Senior. We also spoke to Patrick Hogan, a lecturer in Limerick Senior College. Having recently completed the Leaving Cert, how did Kira, Tommy and Georgina find the whole experience?
Quite relaxing, to be honest. I got 285 points. I think I did about 5 honours subjects and 2 pass subjects. Yeah, it wasn't stressful to me at all and I didn't mind it at all. It didn't hinder my social life in any way, which is probably a bad thing. No, it was grand and I didn't get too worked up about it. And even though I was going for courses, like I really wanted courses and all that, I don't know, I'd never really got too phased by it and I never freaked out and kind of went like, oh my God, I'm not going to get this course or I'm not going to get that course. I just did it and probably could have studied more, but I did the best I could on the day.
My Leaving Cert, no, I did it 2 years ago, and it was good. I got on all right. It was, you know, wasn't too bad. It all turned out fine in the end.
Well, I suppose for me, my Leaving Cert would have had a lot more disadvantages because of my disability. I suppose I could start off with about 7 years ago when I was in transition year. When I went on holidays, you know, we had a transition year holiday. I went with my sister and the two teachers and the class. My sister discovered that I had a pressure sore on my leg. That was in May of 2000. And that pressure sore actually lasted until March of 2004. I had to go to Cork University Hospital to get it closed, but I'm skipping along 4 years. After I got it, in September of 2001, I went into fifth year, but I only did fifth year for 3 months. And then after that, I left fifth year because of the pressure sore. It kind of took over my body and everything, you know, medical problems and all that. So the last 6 months of fifth year, I had to leave. And then I had to repeat it again in September of 2001 and then did my Leaving Cert in 2003. So it was a slow process. Transition year for me at the time probably was a good idea because if I had gone into fifth year instead of doing transition year, I probably would have had to go through the same procedure anyway, finishing Leaving Cert in 2003, and I would have finished it in 2001 if I hadn't repeated fifth year or transition year. But I think my disability had held me back at the time. Like I said, I had the pressure sore for 4 years. I had special requirements for my Leaving Cert because of the pressure sore. I had to ask for extra time in the Leaving Cert because I get tired very easily, like reading questions, and I get very tired very quickly. So they gave me 20 minutes extra in each exam if I needed it. They wouldn't give me actually 20 minutes extra. I mean, because that's kind of special treatment, which I didn't need. The only reason for the 20 minutes was if I took 20 minutes out of for a break, they gave them back to me at the end of the exam.
What did they do immediately after the Leaving Cert, and had they applied for CAO?
I absolutely immediately after Leaving Cert I celebrated. Immediately after Leaving Cert, I suppose I thought about it for about a week about how I got on, and then I just completely forgot about it till the CAO results were coming around. Well, I applied for CAO in January. Around the end of May, the Limerick Senior College were giving a talk in my school, and I'd never even heard of them or who they were or anything like that. But my friend said, like, yeah, she had already applied for them and she was doing film and TV production. And I said, oh, right, that sounds kind of cool. I had a look at the prospectus anyway, and went along to the talk just to kind of get out of class, really, and didn't know who they were or anything. And there was about five of us there. I took the prospectus and I had a look at it. The application form was in it, and seeing as she was filling out the application form, I said, sure, I might as well myself. It's always something to fall back on. So I filled out the application form. I said, send it back, and sure, what harm. And then once I'd done my Leaving Cert anyway, I kind of realised that I didn't do too great. But I wasn't, like, bummed about it either. So I said, like, sure, I'll go along to the interview anyway, because I got a letter to say that I had an interview. And I said, sure, go along. I think that was, like, for the first week in August. Leaving Cert points were out in second week in August or something like that. So I went along to the interview anyway, and it went quite well. And they basically told me I had the place. So I was like, grand, nice one. Sure, it's always something to fall back on. Never actually thought I'd be going there, though. Just kind of brushed it aside and said I'd wait till I get my points and first round offers, and you know, sure, it's always there to have it. And they said, like, it's no bother if you don't take it, just let them know. So I said grand anyway, and got my points, and I got 285, and I had applied for audiovisual and sound technology in LIT, which was 280 points, so I got that. And I'd also applied for music technology, and it was a new course in LIT that year, and just a phenomenal amount went for it. It ended up being 465 points, so I said, oh, nowhere near that, like, and no point even waiting for a third or fourth round offers, you know. And I said I'd go for the audiovisual and sound technology in LIT just by chance. I said before I accept it, I just said I'd have a look, just have a look one more time, because it was 6 months or more when I had applied for it. So I just looked into it again, and it turned out to be a lot more physics and electronics, and I said that's not really what I want. So I said I'll go to Limerick Senior.
I applied for the CAO, but I didn't get the course that I actually wanted, but I wasn't really too sure what course I wanted to do either. So I just took a year out, really, and tried to decide where I wanted to go or what I wanted to do. I had a few different jobs. I worked in a hardware store. I did plastering for a couple of months, and just that to see if I wanted to go to college, because I wasn't really that sure anyway. But obviously, you know, I changed my mind, you know, after a while.
I got a course in Athlone. It was a business course in Athlone, and I deferred that for the year because I still had the pressure sore at the time. So as I had deferred that, I got another offer in Dunleary Institute of Art, Design and Technology, which was a radio broadcasting course, and it was the one I had been working very hard for, and I got that, and then I cancelled the one in Athlone. Then I phoned up with Dunleary and I said, look, I'll explain my situation. I said, I have a pressure sore. I said, I'm quite ill at the moment. I said, is there any chance I could defer for a year? And they said, you can defer. They said, but the only thing is the course is a 2-year cycle, so you get to defer for 2 years. I said, that's okay. So that was 2003, 2005, really, because it was the 2 years. And in that space of time, I went to FOSS and did the European Computer Driving License course. And I also did the Microsoft Office Specialist course. And I did a multimedia course, which was the expert level of Excel and Word. After that, in 2005, I had phoned up loads of places for wheelchair-friendly accommodation. That was my big problem. Huge problem for me. I had done it for a year. I'd phoned up auctioneers. I had phoned up the college. I had phoned up the Irish Wheelchair Association and Spina Bifida Association. Spina Bifida as my disability. So I phoned up all those organisations, and none of them had any information for me on wheelchair-friendly accommodation for students with disabilities. So after a year of searching, and then I went up to Dublin for a month, up to Dunleary, and I stayed in Bewley's in Leopardstown. That wasn't exactly a great experience, but I still had the drive to do it, to stay up in Dublin. But like I say, it wasn't a great experience. And then I had to phone places in Limerick to see if there was any colleges that did do radio broadcasting, any media courses that I would have been specifically interested in. And they said there was. And then I did apply to Limerick Senior College in around February of 2006.
Patrick Hogan tells us a little about Limerick Senior College and why it may be a good option for people.
Random hearts under the sun. We're located on Mulgrave Street in Limerick. We have 700 learners on the various different programmes in the college this year, operating on the full-time day programmes. We have many more learners on the night programmes in the college. We offer various different courses, many of them in a vocational capacity, given that the college is run by the City of Limerick VEC. Everything from the likes of art to business and IT courses, and we also like to bring new courses on stream every year as well. Try out the market, I suppose, really, and we try to be as responsive as possible to what the market is looking for, both in terms of the skills that learners need and also what business people also need from learners as well. Many of our courses are FETAC based. In fact, all of our courses will be FETAC based in 2008 as part of the requirements of the Department of Education and Science. And what that essentially means is that all of our programmes are accredited by the Further Education Training and Awards Council. Most of our programmes run at level 5, and we are successfully piloting a number of level 6 programmes as well. That's at level 6 in the national framework. Level 7 would be the next level, which would be operated, for example, by the ITs. We like to call ourselves a further option in education. Further education meaning for perhaps learners who didn't succeed as well as they might have done through the second level system for whatever reason. Also learners who maybe are wishing to return to education after a number of years. We've quite a few mature applicants, and that means everybody from the age of 18 upwards of 50s, and indeed we've had a number of learners in their 60s who, for example, undertake programmes in IT where they want to upskill. I think education is very much now about lifelong learning, and we very much embrace that ethos at Limerick Senior College.
Do most students attending Limerick Senior College come straight from secondary school, or are most returning to education after a gap?
Quite a few do come directly from secondary school. Obviously, we're offering a further education to those learners who maybe didn't get the points necessary for a course in an IT or a university, or possibly maybe IT or university courses don't necessarily appeal to them. Maybe the courses we have offer something more specific, maybe the skills that they need to enter the workforce straight away. A good question too on returning to education after a gap. Yeah, quite a few learners do, be it 2 or 3 years out of the system and maybe working full time. Many people decide that they need to upskill. And an awful lot of our learners now will be looking at a FETAC level 5 or level 6 programme with the idea of maybe coming to us for a year or two and then taking advantage of the link scheme to go on to the ITs and undertake certificate, diploma or degree programmes.
Why did Kira, Tommy and Georgina take a course at Limerick Senior?
I had to apply for the radio production. It's a FETAC level 5 course, and if you get 8 distinctions, I think you do 10 modules, 8 of them count, and if you get 8 distinctions in those 8 modules, it translates to 400 points in the CAO system. I said, like, geez, that's a way better shot at going for music technology again, because the course is only a year. I said, like, yeah, definitely, I'll go for that. Plus, I knew my friend was going there, so I said, sure, how bad can it be? At least I know one person, and sure, we'll give it a go. And just that, it was only a year.
I decided because I went into FOSS one day, and I was looking at the courses they had, and I was like, they don't really have a lot that I'm really interested in. So they said, try out Limerick Senior. So I said, try a chance it anyway. Went in, got an application, looked at the handbook, and saw the course, rate of production, and I thought, I'm interested in music anyway. So I said, I'd write it down and see how it goes. You know, you never know.
It seemed very interesting. Somebody had told me that it was a night course, and I wasn't really pushed on a night course because I had done a night course in Limerick Senior, which was creative writing, and it was a 10-week course, and I wasn't really pushed because it was winter time, Christmas time, kind of depressing going into a college late at night. So I said, I'll leave it now, because at the time I wasn't too sure whether it was going to be a day course or not. But when I did hear that it was going to be a day course and I read through the curriculum, I said, this is the one for me, this is the one I definitely want. You know, it's almost exactly the same as the one in Dunleary, just a few bits extra.
How does college life compare with school for these students?
Going to Limerick Senior College is still quite schooly in the sense that it's your Monday to Thursday 9 to 4 kind of thing. And because we start at 9 o'clock in the morning and attendance is quite strict in there as well. And you don't actually get your reward. Like, attendance is like goes towards your reward, and you can only miss 10 days because you have to be in at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can't really go out the night before and that kind of thing. And I work at the weekends. I work Friday nights and Saturday nights, so I don't go out on a Friday night and a Saturday night, and I never go out during the week because of having to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. I suppose, yeah, that you would be missing out and things like that, and the fact that I'm still living at home as well, that kind of wouldn't be the full college experience as such. But I don't want to move out at home either. I'm happy out at home. I don't know, like, I can always go to the lads' apartments and that kind of thing if I want that old student thing.
Oh, completely different. School is just, you know, it's very restrictive to your expression as well. You know, a college life, you have a social life. Now, my social life isn't as big as a person with full mobility. But I think college is great, and you're able to express yourself and you're able to talk to the instructors and explain your problems, you know. But when I was in school, I felt I was held back. I was very intimidated by people that were older than me, and, you know, very afraid of asking questions, you know, looking for help. But I developed that when I finished school.
College life is way better than school. I mean, I just hate secondary school. I don't know why, because the subjects that you just have, I know they're fine, you need them, but just don't really want them, you know. I mean, you don't want to do them, you know. I know I prefer college way better, because at least you're doing things that you actually have to do, and you get something out of it, maybe. I don't know. I prefer college secondary school anyway, definitely.
How does life at Limerick Senior College differ from life at a university or an institute of technology?
I suppose we're a young organisation in the sense that we came into inception in around about 1990, when we converted from the old School of Commerce, which was a secondary school, and Limerick Senior College was established proper as the secondary school was phased out. So we're a further education college. And in fact, I attended myself Limerick Senior College in the early 90s, where I did a diploma in economic science. So it actually helped me a lot, because I was quite young when I left secondary school at only 17. I wasn't really certain what I wanted to do, and I didn't want to kind of leave home. I'd got arts in NUI Maynooth, but I decided I'd prefer to do a business course back home and then maybe decide to go on to university. And that's what I did afterwards. I went on to UL. But the idea of being a part of a life, I suppose, is that for a lot of learners, they're a little bit scared maybe to go on to a university or IT. Particularly the type of learner we tend to attract are maybe those who don't want to go outside of Limerick, and they feel maybe if they don't reach the points necessary for UL, Mary Immaculate College or Limerick IT, that instead maybe they might come to us for a year or two and hopefully enjoy how they get on. They also find the pace is good as well, in that the structure of the FETAC modules means it's a mix of exam-based and continuous assessment. So a lot of assignment work, and many of the modules that are quite hands-on involve a lot of project work with various different teams. And many of our learners enjoy that. They feel it's a break after the pressure of the Leaving Cert, but they also find it's beneficial as well in terms of giving them that little bit of extra maturity when they go on to university or the ITs, if they choose to do so at the end of our programmes.
Do these students think that they're missing out on some aspects of student life by not attending university or an IT?
Yeah, definitely. But as I say, it's only a year, and all my friends are students, like, and so I get the experience through them. But I don't know. Like, at the start, it's kind of, you're kind of shocked at, like, the hours and the assignments and that kind of thing. But you get over it, you know, and you just plough through with it. So it's not too bad.
It's kind of a hard question to answer, because the course is only a year. Unfortunately, I would like the course to be about 2 years or 3 years at most, because I feel I could get a lot more experience. I suppose in a way it doesn't really show you, give you enough experience. And the reason I say that is because I am interested in going on to another course in an IT college or a university, just to get more experience and more independence as well, because I moved out in October for the first time ever, and it's great independence.
Yeah, in Limerick Senior, they're kind of like, you have to come in every day and you can't miss any days, and it's kind of a bit like school that way. Like, I mean, okay, I don't expect everyone not to be dusting every day anyway, but at the same time, if you miss a day, you get in trouble, and it's like, go to the principal now. And it's great, like, it's a great in college, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to set in bed about it, but it's kind of like, it's a bit schooly sometimes, you know. It's not like way normal colleges, you don't have like nights out or, you know, that kind of thing.
Do these students think that information about the course was easily available to them? Did they know what to expect from the course?
To be honest, it's not what I expected at all. On the prospectus, they said like event management and loads of other modules that I've seen no sign of, to be honest. But again, I'm not disappointed by it either, because I'm quite happy with the subjects we're doing.
They did, to a certain point, yeah. I suppose no college course makes it completely clear until you actually go into it. When I got the information, I just phoned up the college and I said, look, is there any chance that I could get a prospectus? And they said, yeah, no problem. So they sent that out and I had a look. There were three options. There was broadcast journalism and media studies, radio production, and there was TV and video production. There were a lot of subjects that I think were a bit misleading, because in the radio production that I was interested in doing, they said music industry studies. And I said, that's something I'd really be interested in doing. I'd love to know about the music industry and all that. But they didn't have that as a main subject. But they do have a good range of subjects. And I was very intrigued by the whole course.
It was really easy, because I just went into the college, picked up an application form, and got the prospectus, and just choose which course that I wanted in the preference that I wanted it, or the top three, and filled it up. Sent it in the post. All you had to do was get a photograph, and it was easy, you know? Well, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that the information was there, and if I rang them up, they were helpful, you know?
Do Limerick Senior College make information about courses easily available? And do the students know what to expect from the course?
I suppose we hope it is readily accessible. They can log on to our website at www.limerickse.ie, and on there we have updated lists and the various different modules that are offered on the various different programmes in the college. We've also added online this year as well, and our application form, so you can print off a copy of the application form and get it back into the college. I suppose the advantage that we have over maybe some of the other colleges is that our courses are non-fee based, which means that we're in National Development Plan funded. Essentially, all you're paying is a registration fee at the start of the year. Because of that, though, we have a huge number of applicants each year, particularly, for example, in our area, the media area. We would receive most of our applications before summer. We carry out a series of interviews both before and after summer. So, for example, in the media area, we would recommend that applicants would have their applications in as early as possible, because the first round of interviews are run the first and second week in May. The idea is that we can offer places to learners ahead of doing their leaving certificate, and then hopefully if they come out with the right points, and perhaps they've applied for liberal arts in Mary Immaculate College or other media courses and they get the points, great, they're off doing that. But many people also apply for our courses as well as a fallback situation, so that if they don't get the points immediately in their leaving cert, maybe they'll be able to go on our course for a year. So the advice would be to get the applications in as early as possible. The other thing is, we bring out a detailed prospectus every year, and our brand new prospectus is available right now. You can call up the college on 061 414 344, or again, if you log on to our website, the college can send you out a copy of our prospectus, or you can pop into the college campus at Mulgrave Street in Limerick and you can pick up a copy in reception, and that has full details of all the various different courses on offer for the new academic year. We've been trying to adapt our prospectus a little bit more, and we've been asking learners what type of information they want. We're also trying to adapt our programmes as well. Also too, I think we want to try to open up a little bit more to other students. We have many students who are non-Irish nationals who come to the college as well, and many of them, believe it or not, are very interested in the media as well and gaining access, because many feel disenfranchised in the Irish media, be it in print or radio or television. So we have a number of non-Irish students as well. So we're looking at new means by which we can access as well those. We have a college open day as well each year. You know, you do this here in Mary Immaculate College as well, and we're hoping to offer that date in and around your own time as well, so that maybe learners who are trying to make decisions can do all the same decisions on the same day. So hopefully all of these means are a way of accessing information. The other thing to mention as well is that many learners pop in during the year maybe to ask questions. So many of the leaders on the courses are available to answer questions at any time if people want to pop in.
So what do they want to do after finishing in Limerick Senior College?
Well, I hope to go for music technology in LIT, but as I say, that was 465 points and you can only get up to 400 for doing my course, but it came down to 365, I believe, in the second round offers last year. So hopefully I'll get it, and if I don't, I think I'll go back to Limerick Senior again and do a level 6 course. It's advanced print journalism, but it has like sound and radio in it, and again it's another chance at the 400 points, and it's just a step higher in the education ladder. Yeah, we'll just give it a go, see what happens. I'm not too worried.
Go on to an IT college. I was hoping to apply for theatre studies in Tralee. I did apply for that in 2003. I got past the audition. I got the points for the audition, but I didn't get the points in the Leaving Cert itself. It's something I'm very interested in doing, not specifically acting, but the singing part of it, all the musical entertainment part of it, I would be interested in. It does seem like a tough course because it is a degree and there is a lot of Irish in it, but a lot of the subjects do seem very interesting.
Well, hopefully further education, you know, maybe I might go to LIT, there's a music technology course out there, maybe, or you never know. I wrote down a few places around the country, like there's a college above in Dublin, TeLIT, and there's a media course up there. I'm thinking about doing that as well. Depends whichever comes up and whichever sounds the best, maybe I have to research more into it still, like, you know.
Limerick Senior College are currently developing links with other third level institutions. Patrick Hogan tells us a little about these.
We had really thought for some time that it would be important to start talking to our relations, as it were, our colleagues in other educational institutions in Limerick, because we're all part of the same ethos in terms of delivering courses to learners. And we are quite anxious and have been talking to a number of colleges to develop links with them. With Mary Immaculate College, for example, the liberal arts degree programme has been hugely popular for many of the learners who have been traditionally applying on our course, and through successful discussions with Michael Breen and also your Vice President, we have negotiated, with approval of the Academic Council, we hope for the forthcoming year, a programme of access whereby learners who would achieve 5 distinctions in 8 prescribed modules would, subject to interview at Mary Immaculate College, gain a possible entry to the liberal arts programme. And very kindly, Mary Immaculate College have set aside 5 places for that programme. We're hopeful that students might take advantage of that link in the forthcoming year, and we feel that it would be a fantastic opportunity for them. Maybe those who traditionally in the past found it difficult at Leaving Cert level but developed some really good skills through the programme and had proven themselves would find maybe a second chance through education. And we feel that through the programmes that are available here at Mary Immaculate College and the various different supports that are in place, that hopefully that they would progress and enjoy maybe a chance at a degree ultimately from Mary Immaculate College. You might be aware that a new programme has been developed this year at LIT in sound engineering, and they've had a huge level of interest in that nationally. Obviously, we're all in the related areas, so we would be delighted and hope in the future to develop further links with LIT and indeed with other colleges as well.
This programme is part of a 10-part series funded by the Higher Education Authority and Wired FM. We would like to thank everyone who participated in the making of this programme and wish them well in their studies. This programme was produced by Aidan Long and Ruth Rudd at Wired FM Studios in Limerick.